Catherine and I would like to recommend a podcast we've been listening to called The Jordan Harbinger Show. Now, you might have already heard of this show because it has won a bunch of podcast awards. But what got us really listening recently was Jordan's interview that he did with Molly Bloom, the author and subject of one of my favourite movies by Aaron Sorkin, Molly's Game. The interview that he did with Molly was brilliant. So honestly, if you want to start somewhere, start with that episode. The Jordan Harbinger Show dives into the minds of fascinating people, from athletes, authors and scientists, to mobsters, spies and hostage negotiators. Jordan has a gift for getting his guests to reveal never-been-heard-before stories and insights so we can learn from their unique superpowers. Go check it out. Search for The Jordan Harbinger Show. That's H-A-R-B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcasts. We've become regular listeners and we hope you'll enjoy it too.
I went to LA and needed to get the first job that I could and got hired by this guy who was a pretty demanding boss. I was his personal assistant. He said, I need you to serve drinks at my poker game. So I'm like, okay, great. And I bring my playlist and my cheese plate and I'm thinking, you know, the players are going to be these overgrown frat boys. But then Ben Affleck walks in the room and Leo DiCaprio and a politician that was very well recognized and heads of studios, heads of banks. And all of a sudden I had this light bulb moment that poker is my Trojan horse. I just need to control and have power over this game because it has this incredible hold over these people. Why do these guys, with their access to anyone and anything, come to this dingy basement to play this game?
What is the most money you've seen someone lose in one night?
$100 million.
How did the mob get involved?
Around Christmas, door opened and this guy that I'd never seen before pushed his way in, stuck a gun in my mouth. Then he beat the hell out of me and he kind of gave me this speech about how if I told anyone about this or if I didn't comply, then they would take a trip to Colorado to see my family. Then the feds got involved and the first thing they did was they took all my money. I moved back to LA. I'd gotten a pretty decent job. 10 days later, I get a call in the middle of the night. This is Agent so-and-so from the FBI. You need to come out with your hands up. I walk into my hallway. When my eyes adjusted to the high-beam flashlights, I saw 17 FBI agents, semi-automatic weapons pointed at me.